This is a Fox News alert. The U.S. takes out a terror leader. I'm Dave Anthony. It happened in a military raid in Syria today. President Biden just put out a statement that they killed Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Karashi, the leader of ISIS. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports he blew himself up as forces closed in. There were no American casualties. First responders in Syria say there were 13 deaths, most of them women and children. Russia is upset about the U.S. troop movement in Europe. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, Russia says the United States is stoking tensions after the Pentagon announced 3,000 troops are being deployed to Poland, Romania and Germany. President Putin's spokesperson said the U.S. is ignoring Russian calls to stop aggravating the situation. The Biden administration says the move is aimed at reassuring NATO allies as Russia masses tens of thousands of troops near its border with Ukraine. Dave?
Some nearly 4,000 flights are canceled to and from big cities like Chicago, Dallas, and Denver. Some areas under a foot of snow with winter storm warnings from southern New Mexico to northern New England.
This is the real deal. It is dangerous. People need to be prepared.
Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear worried about everything freezing over with ice warnings in his state and several others. One person's dead in Oroville, California after shooting on a Greyhound bus. Several others wounded. The accused gunman ran to a Walmart where he was arrested. President Biden will go to New York City today to focus on fighting crime.
The White House released a list of actions the Justice Department is taking to cut gun violence. First, the DOJ is going to work with local law enforcement to get repeat gun violence offenders off the streets. They'll be taking on the Iron Pipeline, the illegal flow of guns from southern states to northern cities.
Fox's Jill Nato, the trip the day after a second funeral for a murdered New York City police officer in less than a week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story, a military raid in Syria today killed the leader of ISIS. President Biden put out a statement and said there were no American casualties, but first responders on the ground in Syria say there were 13 deaths, including women and children. Pfizer is waiting for FDA and CDC approval to jab smaller doses of its COVID vaccine into kids 6 months to just under 5 years old. But the Biden administration is not waiting, getting vials and syringes ready to roll those shots out. This says the White House faces more pressure to get to the bottom of where this COVID outbreak came from.
When asked if they support two senators' legislation to create a task force to examine the Trump and Biden administration's pandemic response, White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said they appreciate the bipartisan goal of better preparing the country for future outbreaks. Dr. Fauci was asked if he supports a congressional effort examining the origins of COVID. He said it's important to determine
how this went from what was very likely an animal reservoir, given the similarity with bat viruses, how that happened to go into humans to lead to this outbreak.
Though some congressional Republicans have stated they would like to examine the possibility that the virus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The court fights continue over Texas's controversial abortion law. Pro-choice advocates are trying to revoke. An attempt to pass a similar law in South Dakota has failed.
Governor Kristi Noem was bucked by her own party Wednesday when a Republican House committee refused to consider a bill that would ban nearly all abortions. The proposal prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, typically around 6 weeks of pregnancy, when many women don't even know they're pregnant. Republicans on the committee argued the measure could complicate other legal battles between the state and Planned Parenthood, which operates the only abortion clinic in South Dakota.
That's Fox's Steve Rappaport. On Wall Street, stock futures are down ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.